Hello everyone and welcome to today's English Plus webinar. Whether you're tuning in from your morning coffee spot or catching up during your evening unwind time, I'm thrilled to guide you through the world of SMART goals, especially tailored for English learners. Now you might wonder, what on earth are SMART goals? Well, they're not just any goals. They're your new best friend in the journey of language learning. SMART is an acronym that stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and Time-bound. This framework isn't just a fancy set of words. It's a powerful tool to help you craft goals that aren't just dreams, but achievable milestones. So why do we need to make our goals SMART? Imagine deciding to learn a new language someday. It's like saying you'll go to the gym. Without a gym membership, workout plan, or even gym clothes, well, we all know how that usually ends. By the end of today's discussion, you'll know how to set clear and precise objectives, how to measure your progress, ensure your goals are within reach, align them with your personal ambitions, and keep a watchful eye on the clock, because timing is everything. So stay tuned, my friends, as we dive deeper into each component of SMART goals that will not just help you learn English, but master it efficiently and effectively. Now let's get smart about our goals and make language learning as rewarding as it should be. All right, let's get specific about being specific. Now, when it comes to setting goals, vagueness is your enemy. Imagine saying you want to get better at English. Well, that's a good start, but it's like trying to hit a bullseye in the dark. Not very effective, right? Now, the first step is to define clear objectives. You need to spell out exactly what getting better means to you. Is it how to hold a 5-minute conversation fluently? Or perhaps understand your favorite English movies without subtitles? Whatever it is, write it down. Next, remember to focus on one goal at a time. It's tempting to want to master speaking, reading, and writing all at once. But spreading yourself too thin is like juggling too many balls. You might end up dropping them all. Pick one area to focus on and give it your all. Now, moving on, use actionable language. Instead of saying you'll try to learn English, say you will improve your vocabulary by 20 words a day. See the difference? Actionable goals lead to actionable results. And lastly, don't forget to identify measurable outcomes. This could be something like aiming to score higher in your next language test or being able to write a 300-word essay. By quantifying your goals, you not only track your progress, but also get that sweet sense of achievement as you inch closer to your target. So let's be as specific as a grammar nerd on punctuation. It pays off. And now let's talk about making our English learning goals measurable. First up, quantify your goals. Remember when I mentioned adding 20 new words to your vocabulary daily? That's what we're talking about. It's not just about setting a goal. It's about knowing exactly when you've hit it. Next, we need to use milestones. Think of your language learning as a road trip. Milestones are your rest stops, places to check your map, celebrate a bit, and gear up for the next leg. Break down that big, scary goal of fluency into chunks, like completing a language course level, or having a 10-minute conversation with a native speaker. And of course, track data and metrics. This could be as simple as keeping a journal of your daily study time and new words learned, or as tech-savvy as using an app that tracks your pronunciation progress. And lastly, let's not forget to celebrate small wins. Every time you understand a joke in English or catch yourself thinking in the language, give yourself a pat on the back. These small wins are huge in keeping your motivation tank full. So keep those measures coming and turn those abstract goals into concrete victories. Remember, what gets measured gets managed and mastered. And now moving on in our SMART journey, it's time to tackle the A, achievable. It's all about setting goals that are not just a stretch, but also within your reach. After all, we want you to climb the mountain, not grow wings and fly. First, you need to set realistic goals. This isn't about setting the bar so high that you need a spaceship to reach it, or so low that you trip over it. Aim for something that challenges you, but is still achievable with hard work and dedication. And now let's talk about identifying resources and support. Learning English or any language isn't a solo journey. Maybe you need books, apps, a class, or just a good old-fashioned language buddy. Make sure you have the tools and support needed to hit your targets. Another key point is to break down big goals. If your ultimate aim is fluency, start with daily conversation practice. Then maybe tackle reading a book or watching films in English. These smaller steps are like mini victories on your path to the grand prize. And of course, always celebrate small wins. Every little success is a step closer to your big goal. Managed to learn 10 new words today? Celebrate that. Each small win builds your confidence and keeps the motivation burning. And remember, achievable goals are the golden locks of goal setting. Not too hard, not too easy, but just right. Let's keep climbing that ladder, rung by rung, until we reach the top. And now, my friends, let's keep rolling with our SMART goals and talk about the R, relevant. This is about ensuring your goals make sense with your broader learning objectives and your life. After all, there's no point in climbing a ladder if it's leaning against the wrong wall. Firstly, your goals should be aligned with your overall objectives. This means if your main aim is to improve your conversational English because you're moving to an English-speaking country, don't spend all your time mastering medical terminology, unless you're going to be a doctor, of course. Second, choose goals that are meaningful and impactful. This is about setting goals that fire you up. Want to learn English to watch movies without subtitles? Great! Want to confidently ask for directions on your next trip abroad? Even better. Now, lastly, ensure your goals are realistic and practical. Well, this ties back a bit to being achievable, but focuses more on their relevance. There's no point setting a goal to learn 1,000 new words a week if you only have an hour a day to study. In essence, the relevance of your goals acts as your compass, ensuring every step you take is in the right direction towards real, tangible progress in your language learning journey. So let's make sure we're not just setting goals, but setting the right goals. And my friends, timing is everything, isn't it? And that brings us to the T in SMART, time bound. It's about wrapping your goals in a schedule that doesn't just challenge you, but also holds you accountable. Now, let's make every second count. First up, set deadlines. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just run aimlessly. You'd mark the race day on your calendar and plan backwards from there. The same goes for learning English. Set a deadline for when you want to achieve specific milestones, like being able to give a presentation in English 3 months from now. Next, prioritize tasks. Some goals are more pressing than others. Focus on what needs immediate attention. Maybe it's preparing for an upcoming test or an interview in English. This way, you can channel your energy more effectively without getting overwhelmed. It's also crucial to review progress. This isn't just about checking off boxes. It's about reflecting on what's working, what isn't, and how close you are to your goals. Regular reviews allow you to stay on track and pivot as necessary. And lastly, adjust as needed. Flexibility is key. If you find a certain approach isn't working, be ready to tweak your methods or even extend your timeline. The goal is to achieve success, not adhere to a plan that's not working. My friends, with time-bound goals, you're not just dreaming of success, you're planning for it. Let's put those watches to good work and turn the time into a ladder to our goals. Ready to tick-tock your way to success? Well, let me know in the comments how that works for you. And now let's shift gears a bit and look at the other side of the coin. So far, we've discussed how to set SMART goals, those well-crafted, precise targets. But what about those not-so-smart goals? Understanding these can be just as crucial for your learning journey. Not-so-smart goals are those vague, unmeasured, and lack a clear timeline. Imagine setting a goal like, I want to learn English better. It's as clear as mud, isn't it? There's no specificity, no measurability, no time-bound structure, just a shot in the dark. In contrast, a SMART goal would look something like this. I will increase my vocabulary by learning 30 words related to everyday conversation each week for the next 3 months. Now that's a goal you can work with. It's specific, it's measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The beauty of SMART goals lies in their clarity. They cut through the fog of ambiguity and set you on a clear path towards achieving your objectives. They help you measure your progress, make necessary adjustments, and ultimately achieve what you set out to do in a structured and effective manner. So as you set your language learning goals, ask yourself, is my goal SMART? If not, tweak it until it fits the bill. This simple check can be the difference between wandering aimlessly and walking a well-lit path to success. Now let's leave those not-so-smart goals to our less enlightened days and move forward with precision and purpose. And now let me move to another point that might even encourage you more to apply those SMART goals to your language learning journey. Have you ever wondered exactly how setting SMART goals can transform your English learning experience? Well, let's dive into the incredible benefits of these well-structured objectives. SMART goals help English learners by setting clear and measurable objectives. What does this mean for you? It means no more guessing games about what you need to do next. Each goal is a stepping stone, designed to be clear enough so you always know your next move. Imagine breaking down the daunting task of becoming fluent into smaller, achievable steps. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you tackle each part bit by bit. Like focusing on daily conversational phrases 1 week, then tackling written expressions the next. This way, you can actually see your progress, keeping you motivated and on track. And the best part? By dividing these big goals into manageable chunks, you can celebrate victories at every milestone. This not only boosts your motivation, but also builds your confidence as you witness your capabilities growing in real time. So by aligning your objectives with your personal or academic needs, tracking your progress effectively, and adjusting as needed, SMART goals enable you to learn English more efficiently and effectively. They're not just goals, they're your roadmap to success in mastering a new language. Remember, every big achievement starts with a well-planned goal. Let's set those SMART goals and make your journey in English learning a victorious one. Well, my friends, we've covered a lot today, from setting SMART goals to understanding what makes them so effective, especially for English learners. As we wrap up, let's summarize and think about how we can apply these principles to supercharge your learning journey. Remember, SMART goals are all about being specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Each component plays a crucial role in ensuring that your goals aren't just wishes. They are clear, planned steps towards success. Think about your own language learning goals. Are they SMART? Do they clearly outline what you want to achieve and by when? If not, take this moment to refine them. Use the framework we discussed to transform vague aspirations into actionable plans. And here's your call to action. Set at least one SMART goal today. Whether it's improving your conversational skills, expanding your vocabulary, or mastering English grammar, make it SMART. Write it down, plan it out, and embark on your path with clarity and confidence. You've got the tools, and now it's up to you to use them. Remember, the difference between a dream and a goal is the details. Let's fill in those details and turn your dreams into achievable, measurable, and timely reality. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you feel inspired and equipped to take on your English learning with gusto and SMART goals. Here's to your success. May your learning journey be as rewarding as it is effective.